You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The BJP on Sunday returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh for the third time in a row as the party won 46 seats in the 60-member assembly and secured a majority, Election Commission officials said. Votes were counted for 50 assembly segments for which elections were held in the northeastern state along with Lok Sabha polls on 19 April. The rest 10 seats were won by the Saffron Party uncontested. Of the 50 seats, the BJP secured 36 seats and Chief Minister Pema Khandu is one of the 10 candidates who won unopposed. Taking to X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Thank you, Arunachal Pradesh. The people of this wonderful state have given an unequivocal mandate to politics of development. My gratitude to them for reposing their faith in BJP Arunachal yet again. Our party will keep working with even greater vigour for the state's growth." 13 persons, including 4 children, died and 15 were injured after their tractor trolley overturned at 8 p.m. on Sunday night in Piplodi in Madhya Pradesh's Rajgarh district, an official said. Of the injured, 13 have been admitted to the district hospital, while 2 have been rushed to Bhopal for advanced care due to wounds to the head and chest, Rajgarh collector Harsh Dixit told PTI over the phone. The toll is unlikely to go up since the 2 severely injured persons are out of danger, he said. The victims were members of a marriage party that had come from Motipura village in neighbouring Rajasthan and was on its way to Kulampur here, another official said. Senior officials, including the collector and SP, are at the site of the mishap, he said. The Maldives government will ban Israelis from the Indian Ocean archipelago, known for luxury resorts, as public anger in the predominantly Muslim nation rises over the war in Gaza. The president's office said Sunday that the cabinet decided to change laws to prevent Israeli passport holders from entering the country and to establish a subcommittee to oversee the process. It said President Mohammad Muiju will appoint a special envoy to assist the Palestinian needs and to launch a fundraising campaign. Israel's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oren Marmerstein said in response that the Foreign Ministry recommends Israelis avoid any travel to the Maldives, including those with foreign passports, and those currently there to consider leaving. West Indies scrapped to a nervy 5-wicket win over Papua New Guinea as the 2020 World Cup of Cricket held its first match in the Caribbean on Sunday. On Saturday, co-host United States enjoyed a 7-wicket win over Canada in the tournament opener at Grand Prairie, Texas. PNG spinners restrained West Indies power hitters, but it wasn't enough as the tournament co-hosts reached a victory target of 137-5 with an over 2 spare. Sees Bow had earlier become only the second PNG batter to score a half century at AT20 World Cup. His 50-run knock lifted the Pacific Nations team to 136-8 from 20 overs after West Indies captain Rovman Powell won the toss and elected to field on a spin-friendly wicket. Credit has to be given to PNG. Their plans were simple and they played good cricket, Powell said. PNG didn't allow West Indies to run away with the chase and had the hosts worried at 97-5 in 16 overs. Roston Chase made an unbeaten 42 off 27 balls and carried the team home. Mumbai police on Sunday clarified that a false complaint was filed against actor Raveena Tandon with the Care Police, accusing her of being drunk, rash driving and assault. Tandon shared a screenshot of a post from Viral Bhayani on X, saying that the complainant filed a false complaint in the case and after checking the CCTV footage it was found that Raveena's car did not hit anyone and she was not drunk. The post said that while speaking to a Mumbai-based daily, Deputy Commissioner of Police Rajtilak Roshan of Zone 9 said the complaint was false. When the argument got heated, Raveena came to the spot to check on her driver and tried to protect him from the mob. The duo went to the Khair police station to file complaints but subsequently withdrew them.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.